and welcome, bug catchers, to Experience Share. It's a Pokemon podcast starring me, Lotan, aka Tanner Greenring, and I am joined as always by my co-host, C-Dosh.
Oh, it's clean.
Yeah. AKA Josh Fjellstad.
Those are both very simple, elegant.
Simple, elegant, and they're both complementary Pokemon too, though, because I can get and have gotten C-Dot.
Yeah.
And you can and have gotten Lotad.
That's right.
And I have no access to Lotad, thank God.
You don't want it, man. You don't want it.
You have no access to C-Dot. Unless we do some trading later on.
I do want access to that.
You get your shifty little shrifty. This is Experience Share, a Pokemon podcast, in which Josh and I play the Pokemon games gym by gym, week by week. We have defeated the first two games, and we are in week two of
Gen 3.
Pokemon Ruby and Sapphire. I am playing Ruby. Josh is playing Sapphire. You're all playing whatever games you choose to play. I recommend Emerald, because then you get like a little bit of the best of both worlds.
Oh, I think the general policy of Experience Share is if you're playing along with us, definitely go for that third version. Mm-hmm. Those are always the best one.
The people playing Emerald get some kind of scary green dragon, like snake dragon.
Oh, Rayquaza. Yeah.
Is that right?
Rayquaza, yeah.
We get Godzilla and dumb whale.
Well, we also get Latios and Latias or whatever.
Those are like the sleek birds.
Yeah, they look like Concords.
Yeah. I don't want them. I don't want it.
I mean, Lord knows I'm not going to be able to get them because they look cool.
Give me a Latios, and I tell you what, give a man a Latios, and he has an HM fly friend for a day. Teach a man to Latios, and he's got an HM fly friend for a lifetime.
So any of the flying legendaries, you're just pretty much going to commit to those being your fly friend.
If they're on the tier list, I might consider them.
Latios and Latias, I don't even know. I just thought the design was so basic on both of them, I never bothered. It's like a streamlined Lugia, you know?
That's Luigi?
Yeah, Luigi.
Oh, they're both S tier.
I think Lugia has like an edge where like these two, Latios and Latias, are like, you know when you see like an actor and you're like, it's just too obvious? It's like you're good looking and I'm not interested because it's so clear that you are.
Yeah.
It's like any of those Chris's, you know? Chris Hemsworth.
Oh, yeah. Pine.
Pratt. Pine.
Evans.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, I get it. Like, obviously you're attractive, but like, it's not interesting to me.
You know who...
And this is the same for Latios and Latias.
I'm going to disagree with you, and I am not someone who's attracted to men, so take my opinion with a grain of salt.
Okay.
But...
See where this goes.
I think Chris Pine has something interesting about his look that sets him apart from the other Chris's.
Okay, I mean, I should say, obviously Chris Pine is number one. If you're doing the Chris's, that's number one. And I do think he's more interesting. He's got a little bit more of a personality.
He's not quite as, like, classically handsome and chiseled as the other ones.
Yeah.
There's something interesting about his look. He's a very handsome man, but...
Yeah, but it's slightly less conventional.
Yeah.
He's in better movies, I think, too. Like, Hell or High Water is constantly on rotation in the Fjellstad Finger household.
Jamie and I watched a film recently called Knives Out, starring one Chris Evans, and it was good, and he was good in it.
Yeah, and he's got that sweater, that cardigan.
He's got a cool sweater in it.
Yeah, all right, that's true.
We can all agree Chris Pratt sucks, though.
Yes. He had a fall from grace, pretty devastating one.
Anyway... We're not here to talk about the sexiest Chris's. We're here to talk about the sexiest Pokemon.
Right.
Aren't we, Josh? And this week, we beat Gym 2.
Brawly.
But it all started way back in Rustboro City.
We ended our last episode on a cliffhanger where we finished fighting gym leader Roxanne.
Mm-hmm.
And we exit the gym, and then we see some scoundrel making off with goods from another Devon Corporation stooge.
Devon goods.
And he goes off into the wilderness, and then we cut end scene, and that's where we picked up.
So you make your way north out of Rustboro City.
Yeah.
And you encounter the Devon employee waiting on the outskirts of town.
Right.
And he says, oh, please, sir, you must go get our goods from the villain who's taken them. So you chase him down. There's like a little bit of business over to the northeast of Rustboro. There's some grass where you can do some training and catch some mons. There's some trainers.
There's some like youngsters, bug catchers. You all know the drill.
There's like a rest house because apparently the tunnel, Rustturf Tunnel, is like a shortcut between two regions in Hoenn. But it's not complete, or it caved in or something. I can't quite remember.
Yeah, so the workers are all hanging out at the rest house and they're like, oh yeah, we couldn't keep going because we kept disturbing the Pokemon. And it sort of implies that there's like animal rights groups are upset. And it turns out when you go in there, there are a bunch of Whismur.
Oh, okay.
In Rustturf Tunnel. So they're disturbed because they have the super like intuned hearing.
Right. And so they probably caused an uproar.
Yeah.
And like caved in the tunnel.
Exactly.
Well, if it were up to me, being the ruthless capitalist I am, I would prefer to have a shortcut and no Whismurs, because I think Whismurs are ugly. So what I would do is I would take all the Whismurs out of the cave, put them on a boat, send them down to Duford Town, and sink them halfway there.
You can't just move them into that granite cave. Who cares about that cave? Put them in there. You need to kill them.
I would prefer to kill them. I think they're very ugly.
So they're like sunken, punched in looking face, shriveled face. Is that bit just because like Minimax is running around punching every single one?
Yeah.
And they all just have these malformed faces because
like they challenge me and my Pokemon are like, I'll go in and fight it. And it's like, no. I got this one on my own. I don't need any help from a Pokemon on this.
I'm the Pokemon. Just like Imakuni. Imakuni?
You make your way to the tunnel itself. It's kind of got this cool, like, overlay aesthetic. Like, they're really using the Game Boy Advance cartridge and all its space in this game.
Definitely.
Because you go in and there's, like, this fog, this, like, haze over the screen.
Yeah, it's got, like, a fog of war.
You're nipple deep in Whismurs the entire time you're in there. You can't take three fucking steps without a Whismur coming after you.
Literally the only thing in there is Whismur. It's as though they were Zubats. I would still take a Whismur over a Zubat.
Yeah.
Whismur offer more experience. And they're not as bad to look at as Zubats. I still hate Zubats more.
Both bad. I just really hate Whismurs. I just think they're so gross looking. And the entire evolutionary line.
I think Xbloud has something to offer.
Okay. If that's what you need to tell yourself to reconcile what I've done to you.
Yeah.
With your limited options.
With my scraps that I'm working with, the scraps of the Pokédex.
So you make your way into Rustturf Tunnel.
Oh, we should mention also, when you're on the outside of it, there's an old man.
Oh, yeah.
Who also is like, I've been walking around out here and like I'm trying to find my friend Pico.
Yeah.
And he thinks that Pico went into the tunnel. So that's a little side quest when you go in.
Pico's in the tunnel. The Devon goods are in the tunnel. You've now got two missions inside this tunnel.
Yeah.
You go in, you punch your way through an army of Whismurs. It's not even that long of an experience. You don't even get...
It's fucking like 100 steps.
You don't even get that far into it, and you find the team Magma / Aqua Grunt, who has stolen the Devon goods. You do battle with him.
Yeah, and he's just got a Puchina, level
one
11.
One Puchina,
that's it. One.
And you get the goods back. He also has a Wingull flying near him.
Yeah.
And that turns out to be Pico.
Yeah, and it comes with you.
You can go a little further into the cave and you find like a sad man who's like...
yeah.
He's on one side of like a rubble wall.
He's like this lovelorn, like pathetic guy who is talking about how his beloved is on the other side in Verdanturf.
But you can see her.
She's there.
Too.
Yeah. And they're just like on opposite sides of like a little, like, you know, a rock smash style rock, like a boulder, like a little boulder.
They were probably doing some kind of like role-playing sex play when you came across them.
Oh.
Don't you think? Like they were doing like a little like, what's it called? Jack-off, J-O instructions.
Yeah, they...
Like she was like, oh yeah, do that to your dick. And he was like, oh yeah.
They couldn't cyber quite yet. They've got like a bunch of just...
No, they could use their PokéNavs to cyber if they wanted.
Every kind of sex toy imaginable is stuck in those rock smash boulders.
Well,
and they're just like, as soon as they see us walking up, they're just like shoving dildos into it. They're like, nothing to see here. Just me and my beloved longing for each other.
At some point, I'm going to reunite those two. It's my new mission.
You do want to do that.
I want to see those two lovebirds get together.
You don't care about any of those Whismur, but you want the...
Oh, no. If I can somehow reunite those two and kill all the Whismurs at once, I'm happy to. But it's my new mission in this game to reunite those two. I'll consider it mission accomplished if I can get those two together again.
I would like to see that.
Yeah.
I didn't have a problem with them. I like that they're sex positive.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Kink positive, you know?
Yeah. It's very much in the vein of Experience Share a Pokemon podcast.
Take a big swig of my drink, and then we are onward out of the cave.
Yeah. You go out. You bring out Pico.
You bring out Pico. The old man is beside himself with joy that his Pico's back.
His old friend.
Turns out his name is Mr. Briny.
And he tells you to come visit him on Route 104 as a thank you.
Right, which is south of the forest.
Petalburg Forest. Back through that godforsaken forest.
So on the other side of Petalburg Forest, there was a beach and a dock and a little house. And when we were on our way up last episode, there was nothing, no one there. And it turns out that this is Mr. Briny's house. And now that you've helped him save his sweet little Pico, the Winkle, he invites you to join him for tea or whatever. I don't know.
Who knows?
You also got the...
Devon Goods.
The Devon Goods.
Mysterious Devon Goods.
So you make your way back to Rustboro, and the guy is still waiting there for you. I actually completely forgot about him and like tried to run by him, and he was like, oh, you're back.
Then you tried to steal them also.
Like he stopped me, and he was like, oh, thank you. And I was like, oh, yeah, right. I forgot.
Yeah, yeah, that's why I'm here. Wasn't just trying to hop a boat and skip town with these Devon goods.
So I gave him his goods, and he gives you something. I can't remember what now.
He gives you a great ball.
What?
That's
just
it.
Buy a fucking
We've
great ball.
Saved this guy's shit twice. Once in Petalburg Forest, once in Ruster Tunnel. And all he gives us is great balls?
Give me an Ultra Ball at least.
Like, think about how much work is going on here.
Give me a rare candy. I'm trying to fucking level some Mon.
I know a company over in Kanto, they give you a Master Ball for solving all their problems. You're offering a fucking great ball?
And their shit sucks.
Yeah, they're practically bankrupt.
Well,
at Silphco.
This guy's a joke, and I hate him.
So he does take you back to Devon Corporation headquarters, which are on the edge of town in Rustboro City, with the beautiful, ornate, administrative fucking headquarters.
It looks like it belongs on the campus of a Ivy League college.
Absolutely.
Very handsome building.
You go up and meet the president of Devon Corporation, whose name is Mr. Stone.
Okay, cool name.
He's like, oh, thank you for, like, returning these stolen goods. That's it. He doesn't give you anything either. And all that he asks you to do is to do another favor for free. He tells you to take a letter to someone named Steven in Duford Town.
Right. The only way to get to Duford Town is by, well, I guess you could probably surf down there if you wanted, but the only way we can get to Duford Town is by boat.
Right.
But luckily, I just made friends with a guy who's got a boat, and his name
is pretty fortunate.
Mr. Briny.
Yeah.
So I grab this letter for Steven. I make my way out of Devon Corp, even though they're like ungrateful dickheads who only gave me one great ball.
Well, yeah, because of that, and as I'm wont to do, as you know, I was like, somebody has to give me something good in here. So I, when I was going back down all the floors, I talked to all the people in there, all the scientists.
Okay.
Hoping somebody would give me something to work with.
God, you love talking to these dorks.
it was a waste. I did get a little corporate intel.
What are they working on there?
There were like three of them, and they each are working on something at like a lab table. And one of them is like, oh, I'm working on a device for talking to Pokemon. And he's like, it's not working. Okay.
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 Innovation, you know what? Innovation, it requires failure. You learn as much from your failures as you do from your successes.
Right.
And if you haven't cracked talking to Pokemon yet, Devin scientists, that's fine. That's part of the process.
I heard about this. Jesse and James over in Team Rocket. I mean, I know you guys don't like criminal syndicates, but they got a talking Meowth.
Yeah.
Nobody knows about this.
Yeah, I feel like that Meowth is somehow gifted.
No, yeah. In the anime, the Meowth has an origin story in one of the episodes, and it's that he was a street cat, like a feral cat, and he falls in love with a fancy, like, hoity-toity cat, a female cat. It's an aristocrat situation.
Yes.
And because he wants to impress this fancy cat, he teaches himself to speak with humans by like hanging out at shops, like luxury shops.
Okay, well.
So that's why he's got the little like airs and he knows how to communicate. But she isn't impressed and it's still sad.
There's a bodega on my street.
Uh-huh.
And they have a cat whose name is Thanksgiving.
Oh my God, yes.
And
Thanksgiving.
That cat doesn't speak a lick of English, even though it hangs out in a shop all day, every day.
Ooh, yeah.
So I'm having trouble buying this origin story.
That's a strong counterpoint.
Or at least I've never heard Thanksgiving say anything.
You don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
Most people don't know that Meowth can talk, other than Jesse and James and the twerps.
Right.
I'm more impressed with Thanksgiving, frankly.
Yeah, handsome cat.
That's a good cat. Very good. So it's failing for them. I talked to another one and he's like, oh, yeah, I'm working on a project where we're trying to figure out how to interpret and project Pokemon's dreams. Also a dud.
Why is the purpose
of
that?
He's like, I don't know, I'm gonna turn this one around. It's going south.
Do that for humans. Why would you do that for Pokemon before you did it for humans?
That's a really good point. You start with the humans.
Who cares what Pokemons are dreaming about?
We don't even understand our own dreams, and then you're gonna project what a Pokemon's dreaming about, and we're not gonna fucking know what that is.
So dumb. God, if I ran this place, I would have them focused on some, well, whatever. Innovation requires failure. It's fine. We're learning.
I guess. The only one that made any progress was this one who's like, oh yeah, I'm working on resurrecting Pokemon from fossils, and it's been working.
No, it's like, that exists.
Everybody already knows how to do that in
I've
the other
done
regions.
That.
Like, what? Some 11-year-old over in Kanto's done it.
I know a guy in Kanto who will do that for you for essentially free.
Yeah.
What is Devin up to?
Starting to have some questions about the business practices over at Devin Corporation also. And it's no Silphco, at least not yet.
It is no Silphco because they don't have any fucking product to show for themselves. At least the Silphco has the Silphscope, which is a useless product, but it's like out in the market.
Doesn't the like secretary say that the shoes we're using are Devin Corp?
Your running shoes are from Devin Corp.
So they got shoes and they got ripped off resurrection equipment and then a right. bunch of failed experiments.
Right.
So you get the hell out of there.
Get the hell out of there. You make your way back down. You collect all your sweet berries that you planted on the way up.
I did do that right outside the pretty flower shop.
There's like 8 berry planting spots between Rustboro and Mr. Briney's house.
Yeah. I do really appreciate that they, aside from that, they introduce new berries and they make it so you can speed up their growing process with the Whalmer pail. They cluster them and they're not out in the middle of the woods, so you can actually get some crops going.
They're on paths. There's usually 3 or 4 like planting spots per patch.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you take a few days to go back and forth between cities, you've got a lot of sweet little berries waiting for you.
You got some berries going.
Yeah.
Berry stew going.
I collected a bunch of them.
I have so many Oran berries. Man.
Yeah, Oran seems like the most basic berry.
Yeah, they're easy to come by, and at the moment, not very much longer are they useful. They just heal 10 HP.
Yes. Okay, so you go to Mr. Briney. He is in his house chasing around Pico, his Winkle, in like circles around his table, They're having a fun little game. You need to interrupt them. It made me feel very rude.
It was rude.
When I jumped between him and his Pico. I was like, hey, dog, give me a ride.
They've been separated for who knows how long. And then this little puke comes storming into their house. And he's like, yeah, that's great.
Literally, not even just comes storming into his house, like literally steps between him and his beloved seagull as they're like chasing one another around.
Yeah. Playtime's over.
Like, no nonsense. And he's just like, time is money, baby. Give me a ride to Duford City. Duford Town.
Yeah.
It's arbitrary what they decide is a city and a town. Although I will say Duford Town was a very small town.
They got a little better at it in this gen. The cities have like cobblestone or like paved streets now. So far, Rustboro and Petalburg.
Yeah.
So they look a little more civilized, and the towns are just like grass and like a couple of stones.
Duford Town was really small and didn't have a Pokemon Smart. Did have a Pokemon Center, did not have a Pokemon Mart.
Duford Town has a gym.
Imagine being fucking brawly and like being at the Duford Town gym.
Yeah.
You would just feel so inferior, I imagine. And he was inferior.
Oh, especially some guy who's doling out the knuckle badge. You know he's got an inferiority complex at the very least.
Yeah.
No Pokemart to speak of, and he has to be the gym leader of these like four buildings.
Yeah, it sucks. And the four buildings are just full of like dumb old people.
Yeah.
One of them, you walk up to a young man hanging out outside of this building. Gosh, I'm like racking my brain trying to remember what he said to me. It was mildly disturbing.
Oh, is it the one who is obsessed with the hottest trends?
Yeah.
Basically, everyone on this island is, which is why I kind of think there's like a cultish vibe over in Duford.
Yeah.
They're like so isolated that they're like fiending for news from the mainland.
So yes, it's these weirdos. They're like into trends.
They're like gossips. They all want the tea over on Duford.
Yeah.
I did write down what they were obsessed with on my island.
The thing he said to me was so weird. It was like, it wasn't this, but it was something like, hey, everyone back on the mainland is talking about like abysmal humanity, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, no, what? And he's like, oh, they're not? What are they talking about instead?
Yeah.
And I think I said something cool. Like, I think I said sexy. Or not sexy. I think I said
I'm sexy.
It wasn't sexy, but I tried to capture as best I could, like, sexy Pokemon.
When RHCP went there, when I went there, what my guy thought was hot was pretty shorts.
Jesus.
These shorts guys are over here in Duford.
They've infested Hoenn now, the shorts kids.
And if I could, I would have given him a Trainer Danger, but it's just some guy and you don't even fucking know what his name is.
Yeah.
And I corrected him. I corrected him.
Yeah, because then if you say no, he gives you the option to tell him what the trend is. And you get like a series of menus.
Yeah.
You can pick an adjective and a verb, or an adjective and a noun.
This one, it's just like an adjective and a noun. But there was also someone in the Pokemon Center in like Petalburg, I think, who asked for your profile. And that one had like four or like six categories. So you can basically make the, and I do not fully understand yet what the purpose of this is, but you can make poorly formed like sentences or descriptions of yourself or other things.
Right. I just went back to Duford really quickly while you were talking and asked the boy what I had told him was cool.
Yeah.
And he said, have you heard about this new slimy adult? So I guess I changed it to slimy adult.
Oh, that's pretty good. I told mine that Type Babe was in. Type Babes.
Type Babes are in. Yes.
Doesn't matter the gender, Type Babe is always good.
I don't, what, is this going to eventually pay off?
I feel like it doesn't.
This trends thing?
I think it's just some, like, they want to be able to show off this capability on the Game Boy Advance,
so
where like
though.
It can retain more like custom information, but I don't think there's gonna be anything with this. If the ruins of Alf taught us anything.
Yeah.
Did you go into the also the like Duford Hall?
Yes.
I mean one of the like five buildings that place is also deranged. Like, everyone in there is just, like, hounding you for Gus.
Yeah, I just, like, I guess this place is just isolated, Duford. So it's just, like, they just, they'll take whatever they can get from the outside world. Like, fucking Briny's boat only pulls up once every, like, 6 months. It's, like, loaded down with, like, toothpaste and, like, supplies and shit.
It's like the one guy who can get to the island if you don't know how to surf, and he's just like lollygagging outside of Rustboro most of the time, apparently.
Like playing with his pico.
No wonder these people are losing it.
Yeah. There's not much else in Doofertown but for the Doofertown gym.
Yeah.
And gym leader Brawly, which I want to talk about after this break.
Good placement. Good ad placement.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Joshua, welcome back. We took on gym leader Brawly in Doofertown. Before we talk about Brawly and before we talk about Brawly's gym, I want to know what kind of mon you were bringing to the fight.
I knew it was coming.
In our hit segment, Level Check.
Level Check.
Who's on your team these days? Who are the Red Hot Chili Peppers touring with this week?
Pretty much just a bunch of our Pokemon I still hate.
Yeah, me too, man. Sucks.
Let me tell you, there's no blood sugar sex magic in this crew.
I'll be the judge of that.
And because we're so early on in this season, and I do hope that you just listened to the first episode, but let me explain. My character is RHCP, and I am touring as the Red Hot Chili Peppers in Hoenn, and all of my Pokemon are named after band members in chronological order of the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and that includes touring members. It includes anyone on the Wikipedia page that I don't recommend you look at it, but it is surprisingly long, and it gives me a lot to work with. And this is because in Gen 3, Season 3, I'm playing with only Tanner's You Make Me Barf Pokemon, and he selected a trove of them, 148, 149 or something. I can collect other Pokemon if I want, but I can only battle at gyms, and I can only battle competitively with Pokemon that Tanner hates.
And I hate a lot of Pokemon.
And he also hates the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
And I also hate the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I shouldn't gloss over that part. That's the other part.
Yeah, and that's why your character is called Red Hot Chili Peppers, RHCP.
I don't hate them, but...
Yeah, it sucks for you, and it sucks for me, because I have to think about the Red Hot Chili Peppers every week, and I have to look at your fucking disgusting, ugly Pokemon every week.
I also realized it does give me the opportunity to put some Red Hot Chili Peppers music into this... season too, so you'll really hate that.
Get Matt Schultz to do some 8-bit RHCP.
That's a good idea.
Get him to do some mashups with Pokemon music and Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I feel like he might also enjoy RHCP.
A lot of people do, and if you
from California, I'm from Washington State. It's a West Coast thing, man. You don't get it.
If you do enjoy RHCP, that's fine. I'm not here to yuck any yums. I'm just saying, I hate them. I think their music's bad, and I think they're goofy idiots.
I've had a lot of fun with them in the past. I don't really listen to them anymore, but I do like Blood Sugar Sex Magic, Californication, and what's the other one? By the Way. I like those three albums.
They have more albums than that?
Yeah, I tuned out after... After, By the Way, I think. Stadium Arcadium, as far as I'm concerned. It was south from there.
Jesus.
I went to college and I stopped wearing fucking Quicksilver shirts and like, I cut my puka shell necklace in half and I headed to the East Coast so I could get a real education, is what I told myself.
And then you turned into a snobby East Coast elitist.
And then I just ended up right back where I started from, and I'm, you know, listening to Red Hot Chili Peppers again, and I'm playing Pokemon. So what was the what was the point of that liberal arts education, you know?
Okay, so your team.
Yeah.
Tell me about them.
Well, you got, you know them, you hate them. Anthony Kiedis, a.k.a. Tony Kiedis, because I'm operating with a limited number of characters.
Earlier this week.
Oh, yeah.
Or late last week, I was minding my own business, spending time with my loved ones.
Right.
And I get a text message from Josh with an attached image, and it's a photo of Tony Kiedis.
Yeah.
He had evolved into a combuskin.
Oh, yeah.
And it was jamming its disgusting little foot right in my face and was like, smell this, boy. And I didn't want to, and I hated looking at it.
Yeah, it is very purposefully showing you its big chicken foot. And it's like, what do you think
kiss
about
it.
This?
It's like, kiss it. Kiss my foot.
Suck my kiss. Oh,
it's like,
uh-oh. Oh. There's one.
What does that mean, suck my kiss?
I think it's like, I haven't really thought about it. I guess it must be a play on, isn't, you know, sucking faces, isn't that a disgusting term?
Yeah, it's like making out.
It's like French kissing.
Ugh.
Very elaborate kissing. Suck my kiss.
Who else is on your gross team?
So Tony Kiedis is a combuskin and he's level 18.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Level 18.
It is level check. And it's not levels check like they would do at a Red Hot Chili Peppers concert. So then we have Chad Smith, who was the drummer, or is the drummer currently as well, and also a Wizmer, level 12.
Mm-hmm.
Then Flea, gotta have Flea.
Mm-hmm.
Dustox.
Dustox is a good one for Flea. I don't know if I said that last week.
Like I said, I'm doing it chronologically, and I happen to end up in a very good situation there.
Yep.
Wurmple was the second one I caught, and Dustox is Flea. I mean, this thing's Flea.
Yeah.
It's got like...
It's got a bad boy attitude.
A wild energy. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's now level 16, and it learned Confusion at level 11, I think, similar to Butterfree, which is a funny parallel, because it's like very obviously a parallel. And Confusion's super effective on fighting. So Flea was actually excellent over here in Duford Town.
Yep.
We'll see how long that lasts.
Probably not very long. It's a disgusting, gross little Pokemon.
Yeah, and it's not very good. The stats are bad. They peak early, just like Flea did. So Hillel slow.
Jesus, now you're fucking burning the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah, I thought this.
They're your favorite band.
They're not my favorite band. They're not even in my top 20.
Why'd you name your Pokemon after it?
Because you hate them, and I'm here to enrage you, just like you're here to train. Oh, God. Probably by the end of it, I'll be into them again, because I'll end up listening to the fucking
music. You start wearing Quicksilver shirts again, too, and Puka Shell.
Bring me back to a full reversion. So, Hillel Slovak is now a Lombre, and Hillel Slovak was guitar and backing vocals in 1983, the year that they were founded.
Okay.
And it's Lombre level 16. Lombre, really hard to look at, real tough.
Because of the like weird big lip.
Upper lip also has not been that useful. The options are so few and far between that I was like, whatever, I'm just going to keep it. It's got Absorb now. It inexplicably has Astonish, which was its first move, and that sucks. It's a dark move, completely useless at the moment.
Ludicolo is like a known decent Pokemon, though, right?
Ludicolo, I think, is all right, and Water Grass is a potentially useful combo.
Oh, yeah, that is useful.
Yeah, I'm not loving it, but, you know.
Ludicolo is A tier.
I'm personally not super impressed with what I'm seeing so far. But Ludicolo is a whole other scene, and it is a Waterstone evolution is the issue. And like, am I going to be willing to wait out until Lord knows when you can access a Waterstone? We'll see.
Right.
I think it's like, its special attack is decent, special defense is decent, but I don't care. I don't know that I care.
It's too gross to look at.
Plenty other fish in the sea if I want a water Pokemon.
Yep.
Jack Irons. Wow. Do I hate Jack Irons. This is the Slackoth.
The Slackoth with what's it called? Truancy?
Loafing around. Yeah, Truancy.
That is a terrible ability.
I don't think I even used it on this whole trek. It's still level 10 because we were fighting predominantly fighting Pokemon and I hate it.
Yeah.
I'd love to replace it and I just, again.
Not a lot of options.
Haven't really seen any tolerable talent.
It was a short leg.
It was a short leg. There is one new band member, and the next one is Keith Morris. Keith Morris joined Red Hot Chili Peppers in a show in 1984.
Great.
When Anthony Kiedis was unable to show up. And Keith Morris is frontman of Black Flag, Circle Jerks, and Off. So he is a real musician.
Ah.
The Pokemon is Shroomish, and it's level 5, and it is my HM friend. And it's got Flash. It got me through Granite Cave.
Ah, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
So Keith Morris also helped, similar to Anthony Kiedis, also helped me out in a dark time when I really needed some assistance.
Who's your cut friend?
Oh, Jack Irons. Slackoth.
Of course.
I mean, I should call out, this will be useful for you. There's a move deleter again in this gen, but he can delete HM moves also.
That's great, because I feel like my Flash friend has the potential to be a very good Pokemon on my team.
Interesting.
So I'll probably want to remove Flash from it at some point.
Yeah, so that's to say, I don't know that I love either of my HM friends at the moment, but you can convert them to a full-on member of the band, so to speak, if you want. That's what I got.
Disgusting.
That's what I got.
I hated every moment of
You're telling me, man, I'm hating it also.
What a miserable gen end game this is going to be for you.
Tell us about Minimax.
Minimax, she's a lady. Well, the whole point of this gen, this season, is to see if the Pokemon make the man or the man make the Pokemon.
Yeah.
So I have decided to commit myself and my character Minimax to only using S and A tier Pokemon. Pokemon that have been deemed the best Pokemon in the game.
Top tier.
Yep.
Can't go wrong.
So that when we eventually battle, we'll see whether or not the Pokemon are able to carry my ineptitude and win the day. So,
right.
Headed into Duford Town Gym and Brawly, I was dealing with Aesop.
Is absolute.
Formerly my Nincada, now my Ninjask.
God, already.
Level 20.
Yikes. Okay.
Some of these Pokemon leveled up after Brawly, but...
Yeah.
Augustus, my Marsh Stomp, level 20.
Wow.
Alcott, my Nuzleaf, level 18.
Oh, Nuzleaf. Much better than C-Dot.
Yep. Ambrose is my Talo, and he is level 20.
Okay.
Then I have Sterling, who is my Ralts, and he is level 18.
Wow.
And then we got a newcomer to the team who joined the team when I evolved my Nincada.
Okay, yeah.
And its name is Sheninja!
Yeah, that's definitely how you have to say it.
I didn't get the opportunity to name it. It just joined my team when I evolved Nincada. I do plan on renaming it as soon as I am able to also Aesop. It's level 20.
Okay.
Here's the interesting thing about Sheninja.
Yeah, let's talk about Sheninja. Sheninja.
I am intrigued by Sheninja, and I think it's a neat looking Pokemon, and I think it's a neat Pokemon in general. It only has one hit point.
Right.
Which I thought was interesting. And then I looked it up, and it can only ever have one hit point.
Even with HP ups and everything?
Yep.
Yeah.
It has an ability called Wonder Guard, which means that the only way to do any damage to Sheninja at all is if the move you're doing against it is super effective.
Okay. Interesting.
So it's a bug ghost type Pokemon. So you'll need to find a move that is super effective against bug or ghost type Pokemon. And then if you can manage to find that move, it's fine. Like, it only has one hit point, so you're going to kill it no matter what.
They are all kind of a little obscure other than fire. It's flying, rock, ghost, fire, and dark.
Right.
And that's it.
That's not a bad spread. Like, there's plenty of good. Those four Pokemon type and plenty of moves for those four Pokemon type out there. But still, I'm going to have to play around with Shedinja a little bit. I don't quite know what to do with it right now because, like, it feels like what it wants to be is, like, a frontline kind of Pokemon. Like, it wants to go out first,
yeah,
test the waters, see what is out there, get a couple shots off if it can. Or if it's, like, the other thing is, like, if it's completely immune to something, if I'm up against a trainer that doesn't have any of those four types you just listed.
Right.
Shedinja's it. Like, it's impervious.
It's attack focused, right? Rather than special attack.
Yeah.
I think its attack is good. Its one offensive stat is good. I guess I should check this.
It doesn't seem like the best Pokemon, but it seems like it's got a use. Gonna have to experiment a little bit to see what that use is.
So I'm looking at it now, and it does have good attack. Everything else is pretty bad. I imagine, and I think we have a Quicklaw. We got a Quicklaw from the Pokemon Trainer School or whatever.
Yeah.
I imagine you put a Quicklaw on it.
I think it goes out first as a Glass Cannon and like a Scout.
Yeah, I think that makes sense.
It goes out, it sees what's out there, it gets like one big hit in if it can, and then it's dead.
I think the opening with it is pretty good strategy.
Let me tell you about two other Pokemon I played around with a little bit this week.
Oh, okay.
They're not currently in the lineup, but I do feel like they earn an honorable mention because I did just kind of fuck around with them a little bit. There's Sebastian, my Aaron.
Oh.
Here's what I like about Aaron.
Yeah.
He's just got a guy's name. Aaron. They're like, let's call this Pokemon a guy's name. Aaron. And they did.
Yeah.
I don't know what this dude's about right now. I know he's steel type, which is not a type of Pokemon I've had yet, and I'm intrigued by that.
Aaron is very good.
He obviously evolves into being an S-tier Pokemon, which is why I named him Sebastian. But I don't know anything about his evolutions. I don't know anything about his moveset. I think he's cool, and I'm going to keep him around for a little bit.
You know what I know?
What?
I know that I love Aaron. I love the line. I had an Aggron in Omega Ruby, and like, I'm pissed. You like it. And I get that you like it, but I don't get to use one.
What I like about it most is that it's got a guy's name.
Aaron's. It's probably Aaron, but Aaron is funny. We're going to call him Aaron.
Aaron.
Yeah.
The other one I caught in Granite Caves and I'm experimenting with and thinking about is Seraphina, my Abra.
Yeah.
Abra is interesting. Right now, she is just a flash friend. But do I want to fuck around with having an Alakazam? It's not an evolutionary line I like. I think it's ugly.
Yeah, they're on the barf list. I can access it.
I've never run an Alakazam before. Because I think they're so ugly.
I mean, I have, obviously. Lord Gort, man, RIP.
But I have this dang thing now, so I can.
How did you catch it? Because it teleports, like they always do, Abra. And I hucked great balls at it, still couldn't catch it. How'd you even get it?
I threw a great ball at it.
Oh.
So yeah, that's my team heading into Dufertown Gym. Brawly's gym has this weird setup where it's like they're once again using sort of the overlays that they now have access to,
yeah,
to give like a tight little visibility circle around you and the rest is black.
Yeah, and it only expands if you defeat trainers.
So you have to kind of make your way through this maze encountering trainers and expanding your circle until you eventually make your way to Brawly. And it's a fighting type gym. Everyone has like the same four Pokemon. And they're all terrible, especially up against Ralts and Talo.
Right.
So I had no issue. I beat all of them very easily.
Yeah, I also had no problem because of Flea. Dustox with Confusion. And I also had Tony Kiedis has Peck now. Super effective flying move. So easy.
I just used Ralts' Confusion and Talo's Peck.
When you get to Gym Leader Brawly, when you clear out the scrubs, he's got a Machop, he's got a Metatite, they're level 16, and then he's got a Makuhita, level 19.
Yeah, Brawly sucks, and Meditite. Yeah. Meditite is kind of gross to look at. I'm not sure if I put Meditite on the
email. Oh, it's on the list. It's on the
list. But if not, it's there now because it's gross. It sucks.
I do like that combo, fighting psychic, and I can't guarantee that there won't be one out on the field, even if I won't love it.
Yeah.
But I don't have access to that yet. Who we do end up having access to in this jaunt, and who Brawly closes with, is Makuhita.
Oh, yeah. Makuhita's interesting.
Makuhita, I have played with before, I think, in Sun and Moon. And I love it. Can't get it. And you know why? It's not an You Make Me Barf. It's a sweetie.
Yeah, it's kind of cutie.
It's Joshi's sweetie.
Yeah, it is my sweetie, too. And that's why it's not on the You Make Me Barf list.
Makuhita's got this super fun, down for anything look.
I like its look.
Smiling. It's kind of looks like an animated, like, sack of potatoes.
Or like a trash bag. It's even got like a little knot on top.
Yeah. Yeah.
Funny little like round cheeks with little circles in them. Yeah, it's cool. I like Makuhita.
Yeah. You could tell, bring it anywhere and it's going to be a hit. And I know that Hariyama, the evolved form, is literally got hits.
I think Hariyama looks cool too.
I do too. I like the line.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
And I would have had him if I could.
I beat Brawly. He gave me the knuckle badge.
He gives you TM08 bulk up.
Bulk up sucks.
It can be good for just like physical attackers. It's not going to be useful yet. I don't want to use that yet.
But he also gives you access to Flash.
Yeah.
Which is an HM.
You get it from some guy who's just like wandering around the town.
Right.
Because they're giving everything away for free because they want everyone on the mainland to think that they're super hip.
I taught HM05 to Abra.
And I did to Keith Morris, the Shroomish.
I caught Abra in the first area of Granite Cave, which is the cave north of Duford Town.
Yeah.
You go in, it's just a cave. It's like a maze. Like it's one of those typical caves where it's like,
yeah,
you use Flash and your circle of vision expands, but like doesn't expand fully. So you're kind of wandering around in the dark, gathering items and trying to find your way to Stephen, who's this dork you have to get the letter to.
He's in here because he's like a collector of rare stones, apparently.
Right.
I did find an Everstone in like one of the random, you know, when they very obviously
put a rock,
they try to make it kind of subtle, but it's like very obvious that it's like, oh, it's this like one isolated rock above a stairwell on like an elevated platform, like wonder what could be in there, and it's an Everstone.
Right. So yeah, you make your way through the cave. There's plenty of Mon in here. It's where I caught my Aaron, but it's also where I encountered my You Make Me Barf Pokemon of the Week,
oh.
Josh.
Oh.
And I hate to say it, but I did catch the Pokemon in question because it is A tier. I caught this Pokemon called Mawile.
You're fucking kidding me? That thing is A tier?
Mawile's like a little guy with like a big set of jaws hanging off the back of its head, and it's ugly and it sucks and I hate the look of it and I hated looking at it. I hated catching it.
It's like a gross, like rotten Venus flytrap kind of a thing, and it's the back of the head.
Do you remember Girafarig?
Of course. How could I forget?
Girafarig was cute because it was like the fun little giraffe face in the front.
Yeah.
And then this like funny little sinister chain chomp face in the back.
Yeah, I love it. I love Girafarig.
Mawile's a little like that, except the face in the front is dumb and the face in the back is gross.
Yeah.
And this is a Pokemon people like.
I gotta read into this because that's a Pokemon that is on the barf list.
You can have it. And next time we trade, you can have my fucking Mawile. I hate it.
How is it good?
If you catch me a Sableye in Granite Cave, I'll give you this Mawile.
I caught a Sableye for you.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
You can have this disgusting Mawile that I hate.
Don't get me wrong, I don't like Sableye either.
Okay.
Give me a Sneasel. That's cool.
No.
Sableye, no.
Gross.
Like, it's got gems jammed into its eye sockets.
It looks cool. I actually do like it. It's cool.
Gross.
You eventually make your way through the cave. You find your way to a dead end. There in the middle of the room is a gentleman called Stephen.
Yeah.
And you finally deliver his letter to him from the president of Devon Corp.
Yeah.
What's in the letter? I don't know. Probably more like J.O. instructions. Like the guy in the cave.
That's all that anyone in Hoenn is passing around. They don't put Ho in the name for no reason, yeah. You know? They're all trading crib notes.
Yeah, and J.O. instructions. Stephen Stone is what you've written here?
I was pulling what happened there from a strategy wiki, and I guess his last name is Stone. So he's the president of the Devon Corporation's son.
Lover. Oh, son. Yes.
Could be. Maybe they're married.
Does it say on the strategy wiki that it's his son, or does it say it's his lover?
No.
It doesn't specify?
That's interesting. It doesn't say.
Stephen is there. He gives you Steel Wing, the TM-47 for Steel Wing, just for like finding him.
Yeah, finally somebody pays up for all this shit that we've just done for free.
Steel Wing is a good move, right?
Yeah. Remember Ryan Atwood, Caesar? He had Steel Wing.
I'm going to teach it to Aaron.
Aaron doesn't have any wings.
Not yet.
Would they got to have wings?
I'll teach it to Taylor.
Taylor can probably learn it. Steel Wing is a great move. It does like 70 damage, and then it can also increase your defense.
That is nice. Then he fucks off. He's just like, thank you, goodbye. I need to go like meet up with my lover because he sent me a very steamy letter here.
These instructions. Wow.
I've got all the instructions I need to J.O. now. Goodbye. I'm off to J.O.
Right.
And he disappears, leaving you alone in his little cave.
This is... I guess he took a page out of the Karate King's book, and he goes deep into the mountains whenever he needs to do his training, if you know what
to
I mean.
Focus, yeah. That is our adventures for this week. It was a short leg.
It's short.
But we still got a lot of good work done. Next week, we will be returning to Duford Town to meet up with Mr. Briny again, and who will take us to Slateport.
We have a long leg ahead of us, actually.
Okay.
We go to Slateport because we were told that we need to deliver another package there.
Okay. Slateport is a stop off.
It's a stop on the way. We do have to go to Slateport, but we will be facing off with Gym Leader Watson in Malville City, and we're going to go to Slateport, and we're going to see what the hell is up there.
Cool.
I don't know, honestly.
I'm looking forward to it.
We're in a bold new world.
It's a bold new world. Josh and I are in uncharted waters. Luckily, we have Mr. Briny there to guide us and our beautiful Pokemon.
Yeah.
This week, I was Lotan, a.k.a. Tanner Greenring, and this week I was joined, as always, by my co-host, C-Dosh, a.k.a. Josh Fjellsted. Please subscribe to the show wherever you can subscribe to it. Please rate and review the show anywhere you can rate and review the show. Please follow the show anywhere you can follow the show. Recommend it to a friend if you would, if you know someone who's into Pokemon and wants a little hit of Gen 3 nostalgia.
Sweet, sweet Mon action.
Tell them about the show.
Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at expsharepod. You could check out our Reddit, our subreddit.
Excuse me?
Reddit.com/r/bugcatchers.
You can go to reddit.com/r/bugcatchers and talk about taking the red pill and whatever else they talk about on Reddit.
Yeah.
That's it. I will see you next week, Josh.
I'll see you then. Oh, sorry. I'll smell you later.